The marathon, or long-distance running, has a deep history. The name marathon dates back to around 2500 years ago, in 490 BC, when Pheidippides, a Greek courier, was sent to Sparta to request help in Marathon, Greece. He ran 150 miles in 2 days. Michel Brielle, however, originally conceived the idea of the marathon as a race for the first modern Olympic Games featured in Athens in 1896. American spectators transported the idea of marathon races to Boston, USA, in 1897. The rest is history. We fast forward to modern times in the U.S., where we find a 6'6" ultra-marathon runner with an incredible ability to run 50 to 100 miles a day. He is a living testimony that the raw vegan diet is the basis of endurance and strength.
Hi, my name is Christopher Aaron. I am a 100% raw vegan and ultra-marathoner.
Christopher Aaron was born and raised in Chicago, Illinois, USA. Gifted with a tall stature and athleticism, he played college basketball at Syracuse University. During that time, Christopher began running as a means to stay physically fit. Although he has since left his hoop dreams, Christopher has been running for about 12 years while sharing the benefits of a raw vegan diet to groups around the country. In 2001, Christopher was asked, "Have you ever thought of running a marathon?" The thought had never occurred to him. 2 years later, Christopher entered his first marathon.
So in 2003, I decided to run the Chicago Marathon. And I finished it in 3 hours and 58 minutes, which is very respectable, especially for a first-time runner. And that's from that point, from 2003 up until today, I've run many marathons, many half marathons, and that's I developed a passion for running and fitness.
Christopher's desire to be fit ultimately led to diet concerns. He grew up eating the traditional American diet of fast hamburgers, barbecues, and fast food. For a quick fix, he resorted to colonics. His therapist was candid about what she removed from his system.
She used to talk to me, she's like, "Chris, you need to change your diet because what's coming out of you with these colonics is abominable." And I thought she was nuts because she didn't cook any of her food. She was a raw vegan, but I saw her live out this lifestyle. I saw how good she looked. I saw her doing green drinks every day, like 64 ounces of green juice every day. She was like, "Well, you'll feel better and it'll help your running if you give up meat." And that was really one of the things that influenced me. And then she showed me this DVD called Eating, and it has slaughterhouses.
This DVD would prove pivotal in changing Christopher's relationship with life and with food. The award-winning documentary film written, produced, and narrated by Mike Anderson is used in wellness clinics throughout the world to encourage people to change their diets and restore their health. Within 88 short minutes, Eating examines the consequences of meat eating and also addresses the impact of our dietary choices on global warming, the environment, and animal agriculture.
And I started seeing how animals were treated, you know, in slaughter homes, and it just affected me a lot. And that's really what got me, you know, looking at the slaughterhouses and really putting the two together. It's like, man, why do we suffer so much on this planet? You know, well, we sow a lot of suffering, so it's only natural that we reap a lot of suffering. And meat eating, what I found just from my own personal experience, is it's unnatural. So we already know by our natural design that we're not designed to eat meat. And so that's what made me decide to go vegan.
Christopher was also influenced by a book titled Nature's First Law, The Raw Food Diet, co-authored by Stephen Arlen, Juan Dina, David Wolf, R.C. Dina, Mark Wolf, and Ken Shawnee. Christopher went from being a vegan to being a full-fledged raw vegan and has never looked back. He now devotes his time to sharing messages of great health through personal consultations, lectures, food preparation, and physical training. Christopher has been invited to speak publicly at doctors' offices in Chicago on the benefits of a raw plant-based diet. When Vegetarian Elite returns on Supreme Master Television, we'll join Christopher at one of his marathons to see what a 100-mile race is really like. Welcome back to Vegetarian Elite on Supreme Master Television and our feature with raw vegan ultra marathon runner Christopher Aaron. Running requires courage, determination, strength, and endurance. The goal of many runners is to participate in a marathon. Then there are the runners like Christopher, who feel a regular marathon of 25 or so miles just isn't long or challenging enough. These are your ultra marathoners, who will run between 30 to 100 miles within 12 to 48 hours in all kinds of trial conditions and weather. Supreme Master Television joined Christopher Aaron at the Northern Trial in Kettle Moraine State Park in Wisconsin, USA, where he prepared for its 15th 100-mile timed ultra marathon. This would be Christopher's first 100-mile run.
I'm the only raw vegan in the whole race. But one of my objectives for doing this race is to show not only myself but others how far we can take it. You know, who would have thought that man could run 100 miles nonstop, and especially on a natural diet, you know, without any animals and without any cooking?
Tim Janicek, one of the directors of the Kettle Moraine 100, was glad to have Christopher's participation.
Chris is the first vegan, the first raw vegan I am aware of to ever run a 100-mile race. I know we've never had a raw vegan run the Kettle Moraine 100 in the 15 years we've been here. I am very curious and interested in knowing how he will fare without eating the usual foods that ultramarathoners eat. Ultramarathoners eat many processed foods, lots of sugar and cooked things. I hope he does very well. He could set a trend.
While Christopher may be the first raw vegan to participate in the Kettle 100, many successful ultramarathon runners and triathletes lead veg lifestyles. Take, for example, Scott Urich. The vegan marathon runner holds the 24-hour United States running record for logging more than 165 miles at the World Championships for the International Association of Ultra Runners. Beyond finishing the race, Christopher Aaron sought to raise awareness for a number of issues.
One of our goals is to show is to fuse, you know, the two extremes of nutrition and fitness. Fitness at a high level and nutrition at a high level, to not only help ourselves with regard to our physical body, but to help the planet as far as the impact that we have on it with regard to the methane, animal agriculture, and a host of other things.
What is the rigorous training like for such an event? Christopher gives us some insight.
I've been training for the last 8 months. Now, my training days were very intense. Some weeks, I probably got up to 120, 140 miles running. Whereas I probably did 30 miles one day and then woke up the next day and did another 35 miles. So, you know, and not to mention maybe 500 push-ups per day. 500 push-ups in sets of 50.
The participants have mostly all arrived, and the marathon is about to begin in a few moments.
The weather's great. We're in the hills, and it looks to be a great course, a great race. The race officially starts at 6 o'clock. They give us 30 hours to negotiate the course, the mountains, the big hills. And my goal is to finish this race in 24 hours or less. So I have quite the challenge ahead of me. As we go through the journey today, I'm sure you viewers will get an opportunity to see me. You're seeing me fresh now, but as the time progresses, you're going to see me in a different stages, like mile, maybe mile 10, mile 15, 23, or whatever. And so this is a journey, and we're all going to go on it together, okay?
Christopher gives us a briefing before he heads off for the run.
This right here is what we call a timing chip. This is what we use. This is what the race uses to track your time. So as we're running across the course, there are going to be little mats that we run across, and this will be able to give us an accurate time as far as our running. The race will start in about 10 minutes, so wish me good luck, and especially with the timing chip. Thank you.
Supreme Master Television Cameras met up with Christopher Aaron nearly a quarter way through the marathon. He explains how he is feeling at this point in the race.
This is an experience. This is just an absolute experience. I mean, to think, we've done about, 23.5 miles? We've got about 77 more to go. I've experienced many, many emotional highs and lows where it's like, how in the world am I going to do 100 miles? And we're like only on mile 23. I'm not even a quarter way done with this race, but I'm not going to stop until I finish it. And that's the goal.
Almost halfway through the marathon, Mother Nature decided to make the race more exciting and challenging. Because of the heavy downpour of rain and the immediate and extreme drop in temperature, most of participants were forced to change their strategy and pull out of the race for safety.
Hello friends, I am back in the van with friends at the Nordic Trail at the Kettle 100. Now, you may be asking, why am I back? Well, around mile 47, before mile 47, about mile 35, it started raining cats and dogs. So I literally ran for almost 12 miles in torrential rainstorm. As a result, the trail became very muddy, and there were so many mud puddles. And then my legs, they felt like cement. They felt real heavy, and I couldn't run anymore, but I could walk. I could speed walk. And my goal, I said, well, listen, I'm just going to walk the rest of the way. But here's the challenge. When it started raining, now keep in mind, it was very hot and warm earlier during the day, but it became very cold, and the rain came down, and I had on a little singlet t-shirt, and so I was freezing. I'm literally for over 10 miles. I'm just shivering. So, as far as summing everything up, as far as the experience, this was an incredible experience because it showed what we can do as far as, for me personally, you know, when you make up your mind how you can just push your body to the limit. But I'm thankful for the opportunity to have been chosen by Supreme Master TV to represent the vegan world and show what we can do when we put our minds and hearts to it. So, thank you.
Christopher Aaron recently confirmed with Supreme Master Television that he will be running the 100-mile marathon again in 2011. He is very excited for another opportunity to demonstrate the fortitude that comes from a raw vegan diet. He once said, "I consider myself and my mission to be truly transcendent because I have joined together a 100% raw diet combined with extreme physical fitness in the area of running." Christopher Aaron, thank you for allowing Supreme Master Television viewers to experience the various sides of marathon running while continuously sharing the benefits of a plant-based diet. Your bright smile and your faith in fitness and the raw vegan diet surely compel many to appreciate and follow your example. For more information about Christopher Aaron, please visit his website at www.christopheraaron.com. Faithful viewers, it was a joy to have your company on Vegetarian Elite. Coming up now on Supreme Master Television is Between Master and Disciples. May we soon enjoy the day when humanity embraces a sustainable diet for a kinder future.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/VE.